new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, presented by Muncie Community Schools. Now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And what people are talking about today in Muncie, Delaware County is this place where I am, the YMCA on the campus of Muncie Central High School. Steve Lindell, live on location, day one. We're about 3 hours after the doors have opened. Now we've got nothing but great things to tell you through the hour. Let's lead off with the weather first, like we always do. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet has that for us.
Big ridge of high pressure over the eastern part of the country this week. Above average temperatures are going to be with us through at least Saturday. We'll be a little closer to normal by Sunday, but still nothing really, really cold. Not really any clouds around today or tomorrow. 67 today, down to 46 tonight. Sunny, 67 tomorrow. 67 on Wednesday, partly sunny then. And Thursday, partly sunny. If we have any spotty shower this week, it would be on Thursday in the afternoon, high around 70. Friday, partly sunny, breezy, 74. And then we get into rain and storms after midnight Friday night into Saturday morning. And the possibility of 50-mile-an-hour winds on Saturday, maybe some heavy rainfall, too. 70 Saturday, back to Earth Sunday, 52, partly sunny.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. YMCA, opening day, and they're listening in India now to WMUN. We're worldwide. Muncie and Yorktown and Albany and Delaware County. Delaware County today, Steve Lindell here talking about all things this place. And Jim Williams is our first guest this morning, the president of the Board of Trustees for the Muncie Community Schools. Jim, thank you for allowing the time for your busy schedule. I know this, in association with the Muncie Community Schools and specifically Muncie Central High School, is a red letter date. Give us some of the reasons that that might be the case.
Well, first of all, Steve, good morning and thank you for having me. The partnership between Muncie Community Schools and the YMCA, as I mentioned on Saturday at the grand or the ribbon cutting, goes back about 100 years. The YMCA was instrumental in securing the football field and, in fact, donating the land for that. And we have had a partnership with the Y that has lasted that entire time. The YMCA is in each of our schools providing care and support for Muncie Community School students and our families. And this YMCA, this beautiful, beautiful $33 million facility, mm-hmm. is just a natural extension of that. And our students and their families, we've worked with the Y to provide for additional accessibility. Most importantly, or not most importantly, but certainly a critical aspect of that is the Aquatic Center here at the Y.
Yeah.
The pool at Central is on its last legs.
Yeah.
And to repair that, to bring it up to standards, was going to be in the neighborhood of $3 to $3.5 million. And so this aquatic center, at a fraction of that, has enabled Muncie Community Schools to continue to have an athletic program for the swimming and diving team.
Jim Williams, the president of the Board of Trustees for the Muncie Community Schools. Just a couple of more minutes with you, if you don't mind, Jim. If you would, community guy that you are, the 30,000-foot view of this as it relates beyond the Muncie Community Schools Association to this city, to this county, to this community, that the possibilities to me seemed endless at this juncture.
And I think that's absolutely correct. This facility sitting where it does on Walnut Street in beautiful Muncie rivals anything in the state and anything in the country. It's very much like the facility that was built on the Westfield Schools campus.
Really?
And we used that as one of our models when we yeah. thought about this location. And wellness is such a critical aspect. And if you look at the metrics in our community, and across the state of Indiana. Physical and mental health is clearly in a place that is not good. Mm-hmm. And physical activity, led by the professionals here at the Y, is going to be a component of that wellness. And we really pray that people take advantage of it.
Boy, if Saturday's open house and ribbon cutting is any indication of what the community already thinks about this new facility, we were all blown away at the amount of people that showed up and the smiles and the ear-to-ear on all that day.
Yes, the crowd was just fantastic, and the energy was just to the moon. The other thing that's from a wellness and community standpoint, we have space here for child care, early child care. We have open door facility where we're sitting right now, a healthcare partnership, and obviously the group exercise programs and the physical therapy programs that all are led by folks who work here at this wonderful facility.
Absolutely. Wonderful is an understatement. Jim Williams, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. We're at 8:11 now on WMUN's Delaware County Today. Still to come this hour, Chad Zoucha. We'll have Beth Trammell, Krista McConnell, and many others as we talk all things YMCA Muncie, live on location on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hey, it's Brady Quinn. With 5 kids and early mornings, I needed a mattress that supports my back and helps me feel energized for the next day. That's why I went to Mattress Firm. With their sleep experts, they matched me with the perfect mattress. There's no one-size-fits-all mattress, and Mattress Firm will take your sleep to the next level with the latest features to help you sleep at night. Plus, they even offer mattress delivery, set up, and haul away. What could be better than that? Get matched at Mattress Firm's Upgrade Your Sleep sale and sleep at night.
Buying a home used to feel like a complete headache. Listings here, pre-approval there, financing somewhere else. Now, Rocket is giving every home one address. Rocket.com. A single, seamless homeownership platform to help you find, buy, sell, finance, and refinance your home. Everything you need, all under one roof. Visit Rocket.com, the new home for all things homeownership. Rocket. Own the dream.
To hear more, replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell, presented by Muncie Community Schools.
And with paparazzi all around, too. I mean, everybody's here. This is the YMCA Day 1. 8:15 live on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. Hello, Portland, Oregon. I see Sacramento, California. Mama in Minnesota on the Alexa device. I see Nolans. That might be the Shuffs. It could be. They travel around a lot, and many others listening on terrestrial radio. Let's talk to the man, the myth, the legend, the Chad Zoucha. Chad, when I first met you, those few years ago, when you came in and started leading this operation, doing media interviews was not one of your favorite things to do. You have gotten phenomenal at these things. How do you feel when somebody sticks a microphone in front of your face nowadays?
I think you raised the bar, and we need to lower it just a bit, Steve.
Let's go with the big view from your chair. Now that it's open, now that it's up and running, after all of the planning, the preparation, and everything, it's raring to go. Let's go with the feels. What's it feel like from your perspective, Chad?
Well, this, as you know, has been 8 years in the making, so it's just awesome to be able to see so many people engaging in activities and programs and services in the spaces that we have. So the environment is much different than maybe what people were familiar with or at our other locations, and it's just exciting to see it come to fruition.
On the radio, I can tell you words, listeners, if you haven't been here yet for one of the tours or maybe the ribbon cutting and open house on Saturday, it's open, it's bright, it's big, it's roomy, it's spacious. All of those words come to my mind. How best, Chad, to pose it to our listeners that haven't seen it yet in your regard?
I think you're spot on, Steve. I think what we were trying to create during the design process was bright, open, welcoming, vibrant spaces, because we really wanted people to feel welcome and believe that this is a space that they could call kind of their third place, right, if you will. Yeah. And I think that that's what was delivered. So we're just so thankful for everybody that was involved to bring this project to fruition. And really, you know, as we talked earlier, you know, kind of be that game changer for the community.
Yeah, and game changer, another great phrase that's very well put. Chad Zoucha is my guest, the leader of the YMCA of Muncie and the multiple facets of the YMCA, this brand new facility. In association with Camp Crosley, in association with the Mitchell Center, I'm abbreviating longer names, but so many things are happening with the help of the Y within our community. But you use the word help, Chad, and you start walking around this place and you see all of the community, the sponsor support. I know you can't touch on all of it, but just speak to that if you could, just a little bit if you could.
When you're talking about a project of this magnitude, it takes a community-wide effort to bring it to fruition. So, and that's what transpired. So you know everybody knows the local foundations, right, that they all rallied around this. So Ball Brothers, George and Francis, Ed and Virginia, the Community Foundation, the Townsend Foundation, so Ziegler Foundation, you name it, everybody rallied around this to bring it to you know, to be what it is today. So those are just some of them, but, you know, we had somewhere around 180 donors to support this project. And then you bring in the partners into play. So Muncie Community Schools, IU Health, Open Door Health, the Muncie Area Career Center. So many had to come together to collaborate to make this work, because we can't do this work alone. So we offer programs and services in three areas: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Well, that takes partners to actually achieve the outcomes you desire. And I think we rallied the right partners, we're in the right spot, and we're looking forward to the future.
This is a life changer, this place, and it will live on for decades and decades and decades. You, Chad, and you're not a credit taker, I know that about you. You're a credit giver. The total team effort. Now we're talking just a little bit about your staff and the people that surround you. I know there were probably some really long hours and some long meetings and probably some stressy moments, if I know how these kinds of complicated things need to come together. Touch on your thankfulness to all of those people surrounding you.
Unbelievable effort. You know, from our board to our campaign cabinet to our staff team. So they've been working some long hours now. It's obviously beyond the standard workday, but it's kind of the World Series now, right? Yeah. And so I think people are energized and excited, but I think they're going to walk out of here tired each day until we kind of have things dialed in and we addressed some things that we didn't anticipate and are able to see around the corner.
Chad, proud to know you since day one, but even more proud of you and so many others that have pulled this thing together. Thank you very much for your time. Busy days for Chad Zoucha. As you would imagine, you got to pull a lot of people together and a lot of things together, and they are just hitting it out of the ballpark. Chad and everybody, thank you so much for making us a part of this, too, on WMUN and WLBC and Wolf Boom Radio, proud supporters of so many community efforts as well. It's 8:20. I think you know what? I think we're going to pull up our local news summary now, and we might not be able to bring you the whole summary. We got more guests that are floating in here, but let's do that now to get you up to speed with what's airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN. After an overwhelmingly large crowd attended Saturday's ribbon cutting and open house, today it's open for workouts and more. The new Muncie YMCA on the campus of Muncie Central High School is open, and Ball State has taken possession of the northwest location. The Yorktown Y remains as is.
I'm Peter Killeen. Muncie firefighters and EMTs will be required to retake a CPR training class following more controversy involving the department's training and education procedures. According to WTHR, three high-ranking members of the department claim recent CPR training given to dozens of Muncie EMTs and firefighters was not within approved guidelines of the AHA, the American Heart Association.
Prosecuting attorney Eric Hoffman for Delaware County said in part in a release, a person does not have a right to disrupt a lawful assembly of persons. Law and order will be upheld, unquote. He formally charged five with two counts of disorderly conduct as part of that protest held at the Ball State board meeting last week. Those names and charges are on our news page right now. Six people overdosed at an Indianapolis park on Friday on drugs that resisted Narcan.
The call started coming into 911 just before 3 p.m.
We had five people overdosing, is that correct?
One after another.
We're at Alabama and Watts Street.
Police say there were six people that were smoking drugs and collapsed at once. IMPD Chief Chris Bailey says when rescue workers got there, they tried to administer Narcan, but that failed because of the narcotics that the people were using.
Probably a mixture of spice.
Everybody that was taken to the hospital is expected to be okay. Police are still looking into this. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
If you've not yet traded in your old state ID card for a real ID, you only have 2 months left before it will be required for flights and other activities.
According to the Indiana BMV, a real ID is indicated by the star in the upper right-hand corner of your driver's license, permit, or state identification card. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
All things Madison County from Wolf Boom Radio. Today launches a new time for Oldies 101 show, Anderson Talks with Mitch Hank, 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays. Six people overdosed at an Indianapolis park Friday on drugs that resisted Narcan.
The drugs that they smoked were laced with something that IMPD calls Kimmy on the streets. Chief Chris Bailey says when people smoke this stuff, it causes a reaction.
Obviously too much involved in whatever this mixture was. Yesterday, our officers in downtown district were in the same park, made an arrest.
Bailey says this particular drug affects homeless people the most.
It's cheap. That's why we have seen it time and time again.
Bailey says everybody that overdosed is expected to be okay. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Some in Madison County mourning the former Alexandria mayor and Madison County Sheriff Ron Richardson, who died last week after a long battle with colon cancer. He was 68 years old. Thousands of warnings have gone out to speeders on I-465 on the northeast side.
28,000 warnings were issued to speeding drivers on I-465 on the northeast side in January. If you received one, then you were busted by one of the new speed cameras near the I-465-69 interchange. Natalie Garrett of NDOT explains.
With it being a new program, I don't know if we had exact expectations. There are around 100,000 vehicles that travel through that interchange daily.
Matt Bayer had that report for us. All right, WMUN's local news summary. Live radio, never a dull moment. And we are in one of the most exciting moments in recent Muncie history, and maybe not even in recent Muncie history. This is the opening day for the Muncie YMCA on the campus of Muncie Central High School. And Steve Lindell here on WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. Beth Trammell is a board member for the YMCA. You've been in that role, Beth, for about how long?
Since about 2018, 2019.
Why did you choose to serve in that capacity?
Well, you know, I have always loved coming to the Y, and so an opportunity to serve on the Y board just made sense for me and my family.
Well, thank you for being willing to do that, because it's work. Now, let's talk about the feels, as they say nowadays. Now that all the work has been done, the planning and everything, now the doors are open, the lights are on, and people are here, feel free to expound on what you're seeing and feeling here from a firsthand perspective.
You know, Steve, it's surreal around here. You know, I talked about this at the launch last week, and walking up, it's just like, I can't believe this place is real, you know? And when we looked at the plans and the design for the space, we had this idea that we wanted to create sort of Muncie's living room, where people could come, where they could be welcome, where they could belong. And you show up here, and there's so many people that you just feel like, this is a space I want to be at.
I totally agree. And, you know, any sort of a workout facility, YMCA, there's the workout gear. That's upstairs from where we're sitting right now, in what will be the Open Door Health Services way of helping the community and Muncie Central and on even more. But beyond the machines and the free weights and the basketball court and the aquatic center, don't even get me started on the pool and the way that's laid out, it's open, it's airy. My beautiful wife, Nancy, was here just a little while ago, and she looked at me honestly. She said, I feel like we're on the cruise ship with one of those sorts of feels again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an exciting place to be. And that's what we're hoping that people feel, is that when they come here, they feel like they belong, but that they want to be here. And, you know, we're talking about spaces for, you know, our grownups, but we created spaces for our kids and our teens because we knew the partnership with the school. We really hope that we draw those kids and teens to be here and have a space to be and belong also.
Yeah, talking about some of those accoutrements, I see multi-purpose rooms are what I'm calling them. Everything has a specific name, and I got to get this all down. But I see a air hockey table, and I hear a papa shot in one of the rooms. I see how they can take the dividers and partition off some of these rooms. So they really are multi-purpose. There's a lot of things that can happen here beyond just the working out and the physical sort of beauty of this place.
Absolutely. And, you know, my kids came last week for the soft opening, and they still are talking about today after school, we want to go to the Y and we want to get in the pool again, and we want to be there. And they call it the teen room. I actually should probably know what it's called.
That's okay.
Officially.
That's okay. But there's a lot of names.
There's a lot of things, right? But they're excited because all of the spaces were created with a purpose, right? So it's, hey, we're going to have the teen space by the gym so that our kids, you know, can be between the gym and this teen space where we're just creating spaces for people to make memories and feel like they belong.
Thank you for your part in being willing to serve on the board. Nancy and I will probably see you as we work out. She's looking at that pool, too. She wants to get some laps in.
Me too. That's where I'm headed next.
All right, very good. We want to hold you. Beth Trammell, thank you very much. As we continue with more in a moment, 8:29, this is Delaware County Today, live from the YMCA in downtown Muncie, here on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and tires matter. They're the only part of your vehicle that touches the road. Tread confidently with new tires from Tire Rack. Whether you're looking for expert recommendations or know exactly what you want, Tire Rack makes it easy. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and the best selection of Continental tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and reviews, and be sure to check out all the special offers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust, The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and at Tractor Supply, we know that a winning season out here takes practice, teamwork, and a can-do attitude. When it comes to teamwork, it's great to have a neighbor like Tractor Supply. No matter the season, our team members are here to help. It's bracket season, and you can pre-register now for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. Get details and rules so you can create your winning bracket when it's live on March 16th, sponsored by Tractor Supply, for life out here.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
So, want to make this year when you get your hair back? Hey, it's Brian, and I know a place. It's We Grow Hair Indy, and they help me grow my hair back. So Darren Andrews is the guy in charge. Darren, tell them why they should jump on We Grow Hair Indy.
For nearly 20 years, we've helped thousands of clients grow their hair back, and we can help you. We're one of only two places in the entire country to offer the Artist Robotic FUE and multi-unit hair grafting.
The multi-unit hair grafting is like sci-fi stuff. Hey, it worked for me. No worries. So do me a solid and just go to WeGrowHairIndy.com or just give them a call for a free evaluation. 317-522-2995. You can call me anytime for the number. 317-522-2995. Great technology, great company, great people, great results. This year you can say, I got my hair back. Tell them BC sent you.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell, presented by Muncie Community Schools.
Oh, live radio, paparazzi all over the place. This is the place to be, the YMCA, day one, 5 o'clock this morning. The doors were open, and now we're going to talk to the benefits between the Muncie Community Schools and specifically Muncie Central High School, with the man, the myth, the legend, the Chris Walker, the principal of the building that is not far from where I'm sitting right now. We shop at the same tailors, apparently. There will be photographic evidence of that. I'm bear-catted up here thanks to you, Principal Walker.
You are. Good morning, Steve. And we didn't even plan this, but we're wearing literally the exact same purple jacket. And you look good in purple, Steve. I appreciate it.
I had a feeling. All right, let's talk more specifically, if you could, Principal Walker, about the benefits between Muncie Central High School and this facility here, proximity and also availability. One of the many benefits, I assume, is that aquatic center.
It sure is. As most folks know, the building we're in right now at Muncie Central was not the original Muncie Central, but it was built in the early 1970s. So specifically, our pool is the original pool. It's 50 years old and has reached the end of its lifespan. And so we had a 6-lane pool over there. We have an 8-lane facility here. And just going to be able to, obviously, for our student athletes, our swimmers, and our divers to come over and have a state-of-the-art facility to use. They'll be able to practice and compete here. So we're really excited about that partnership. But then it obviously allows us, with our arrangement here with the YMCA, to now look at possibly repurposing that into the building. Mm-hmm. I know some folks have been asking us, okay, what are you doing with your pool? And there is still water in it as of right now. Here real soon we'll have some architects come out and start looking at, okay, what can we do in that space that will become beneficial for us as far as classrooms, as far as student use, and then possibly even some office space as well. But we have no real idea until those architects get in there. But we will be repurposing that into the building. And, we were losing several inches of water almost every day in that facility. And even just most recently, before the new pool here opened, we had a part that went down because of we're still hosting programming from the YMCA. We had to spend the money on that part. And so just having that state-of-the-art facility is going to be nice, even from a functionality or even a maintenance standpoint, but just even I know you've been here. You were here for the ribbon cutting. Wow, what a great turnout for that.
Oh, wow.
But then as you walk around and you just see folks and their face and how it lights up, when, especially wherever they are in the building, but definitely when they get to the Aquatic Center. And we're really excited about what that's going to do for our program.
I know that October-ish is when the swim season cranks up for high schools. So we're kind of in the off season at the moment. But when that gets up and running, I mean, this place is going to be busy, but busy organized and busy awesome. There are so many things that will happen here beyond swimming now. I'm out of the Aquatic Center, still on Muncie Central High School. I see the meeting rooms. I see the they call them multi-purpose rooms, I think. I can see a space permitting in your building. You've only got so much space in your house over there. I could see that maybe some of those sort of groups might come together and utilize these spaces too. Is that a possibility?
100%. We actually hosted our March faculty meeting last week on Wednesday here in the facility. Jason and Kristen and Gretchen and the team did a fantastic job of hosting our entire faculty over here. And when Jason spoke, that was one of the things that he let our staff know, is that if you have a project, if you have something going on where one of the spaces here at the Y would be just a better setting for that than maybe their traditional classroom, literally right across this little road right here, then they want to host us. They want to be welcoming to that. So when he announced that, because we kind of kept that a little bit from our staff, because we wanted to get the building open. We wanted them to come over, see what all was here. But when he announced that to our staff, you could see the reaction there as the wheels started turning of all the things that maybe they could do here that they can't get done in their traditional classroom, plus just the excitement of being in a new space. But so they're very much willing in terms of our partnership. That was part of what we talked about from the very beginning. And then also, as we start looking at some work-based learning opportunities for our students. So we have students that are on staff here at the YMCA. You'll probably see some of them after school hours, I should say, manning the desk or working in different areas. But that also now, as we get into the new graduation requirements, will start counting towards work-based learning hours when we look at the seals that students will have to earn starting with next year's freshman class. So literally pop over here during the school day, work at a desk, get some work-based learning hours that count towards graduation, and help the YMCA and get paid a little bit on top of it. So just a win-win for all of that. But we're working really closely, obviously, with Chad and his team and Anthony Williams on some workforce development things that are just pouring into our students for some of those durable skills that they'll need to be successful when they leave high school. And just the proximity of it makes everything just so much easier for our kids.
Chris Walker, principal of Muncie Central High School. Again, as we're sitting here, day one of the YMCA opening day right on the campus of Muncie Central High School. The other part of what happens now in the next phase of this area of town, the McKinley Neighborhood Project right across the road from your school, all of that synergy plus this, plus the great things that you're doing every day inside your building. This has got to be a really, really exciting time for the principal of Muncie Central High School.
It is, Steve, and I've had a chance to speak a couple different places recently, and this is year nine for me, and you know, we've kind of had a front row seat to the story that is Muncie Community Schools over the last several years, and the narrative right now is just so positive, and our kids deserve that. Our staff deserves it. Our community deserves it. And I know there'll be hiccups along the way, and obviously people have different opinions of how things go or should go, but boy, I tell you what, I've not encountered anyone who's had any hand in this particular project or partnership, and the number of partnerships we even mentioned on Saturday at the ribbon cutting. Heck, I started getting a little emotional. I know when they named the flagpole out front in honor of Chad, which is so deserving, and he was getting emotional. My wife's like elbowing me because you just know the journey that has taken us to this point, and everything that we've tried to do is just to be a positive, just to have a positive impact and be positive community partners for our community and our school and our students to have something they can be proud of. And we're extremely proud. And, you know, I know you didn't ask me this just yet, but we just hosted the boys basketball section at the field house this last weekend. I know your radio station was there a couple different nights, but, you know, that thing was almost packed. the good old days as some of the Bearcats were coming in and talking about. You know how many people complained about parking?
None.
Zero.
Yeah.
Now, the building was a little hot because it was unseasonably warm, and we're still pumping some heat into that thing. But they found a place to park. They got in. It was just so exciting to see the atmosphere. But, you know, so when you think about some of the things that were initial concerns, and rightfully so, now that the facility's open, the footprint is here, you know, we're going to repurpose the parking lot starting actually at the end of the month. We're going to do that in phases. To get that thing up to date with obviously this brand new facility, but the excitement that folks have for this is just unmatched, and really proud that we can play a small part in that.
Oh, a small part, big part. Chris Walker, Muncie Central High School principal. Thank you for the time. Thank you very much for your effort every day for the sake of our kids and the families within the Muncie Community School District. 8:40 on WMUN. More to come in just a moment, and I think Krista and Gretchen are going to be talking a lot of things about this facility specifically, some membership info, too, that you're going to want to know, and even more to come on Delaware County Today, live from the YMCA, day one on WMUN.
We love playing high school sports because we get to compete and have fun with our friends.
We've also learned skills we'll need for the rest of our lives. I'm Sawyer Tittman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm Pierce Darrington from Floyd Central High School. It takes discipline and commitment to put in the work every practice.
It takes focus and determination to make the right play when the game is on the line.
It takes resilience and humility to find ways to improve after a tough loss.
What better way to learn these life skills than by playing high school sports?
Where we have coaches who mentor us, teammates who become our best friends, memories we'll never forget.
And important life lessons ingrained in us forever.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character for life. This is what education-based athletics are all about. This is your IHSAA.
Is this thing on? Let me try this side. Ah, there we go. Don't mind me, I'm Justin, your dash. I'm making my rounds to every vehicle in the area to ask, have you had Mancino's Pizza and Grinders lately?
Because if not, you're missing out. I'd share some of my grinder and breadsticks, but I don't know if I can get it through your vent.
Anyway, I gotta go. Now turn this puppy around and head to Mancino's Pizza and Grinders on Bethel in front of Rural King. I might need help getting out.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Pyle from University Avenue Dental. We want to thank the community for honoring us for the third straight year as the gold medalist for dental in Muncie's Quest for the Best. We are so fortunate to have a community of amazing dental and medical options, and that's why this is so special. In the dental field, we get to create lifelong relationships and friendships along the way. Thank you to the community for their trust in us to provide you dental care but also aid your total health. We look forward to continuing to serve you at University Avenue Dental.
Are you ready for a fresh perspective on life? It's God's turn to speak. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on WMUN for God's Turn radio broadcast. During God's Turn, you'll hear from Dr. Daniel Stevens, the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, as he presents powerful truths from God's Word for your life today. Join us for God's Turn at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything to update your home. Easily create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find plenty of options that you'll love. Start your project today and save big on Clearview Cabinetry. Visit Menards.com to view our entire selection of Clearview cabinets today. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is WMUN's All Kinds of People with Dr. Now, back to WMUN's All Kinds of People with Dr. Joe. Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell, presented by Muncie Community Schools.
And we're looking forward to Dr. Joe Moshevitz. He's also on our Air Force. That's a 9:30 program every Monday. All kinds of people coming up in just a little while. I bet he'll be here working out too. And Dr. Joe, he's a frequent healthy guy. All right, so we're at day one of the new YMCA on the campus of Muncie Central High School. And it is absolutely fantastic from the door opening to every sort of interaction that you have. Gretchen Fields, we're going to get to you about memberships and so on in just a second, but I wanted to start with Krista McConnell to talk about the unbelievable amount of support that you and the YMCA has seen from a sponsorship and underwriting and beyond standpoint. Let's just go there first.
Yeah, so the community has just been great and really came out. And when you start a capital campaign of this magnitude, you never quite know. You know, you plan and you hope, yeah, and you pray, and the community really showed up for this.
Kristen, $33 million is a scary number. But in order to do what was wanted to be done here, that's what it is. But now this place lives forever.
Yeah, this will be open and available and accessible for generations to come, and that was our vision.
You can't possibly mention every single bit of names and foundations and on and on and on, but just generically, if you could, speak to some of those red-letter groups and people and organizations that have made this possible today.
Yeah, I'd love to. Mike Lunsford and Mark Hardwick were the campaign co-chairs, and their dedication and just the amount of work that they put into this was amazing. When we flipped over to the public phase of the campaign, Chris Cook and Tara Smallstick were the co-chairs for that. They, you know, being in development, this kind of was my job to raise this money, but all the volunteers and the co-chairs that we had really made this a breeze.
Kristen McConnell, I'm going to jump over here to Gretchen Fields now. It's all about getting people activated, and memberships are important, very, very important. You told me that Saturday, the open house and the ribbon cutting was really a happily surprising day. What happened that day?
It was amazing. We had far more than we could imagine here. We actually sold 112 memberships in 4 hours.
Oh, my. Have we ever sold that many in 4 hours before?
Never, ever. Never.
More the merrier. Please, for those of you listening, if you've never visited any of the YMCA facilities, make this the change in your pattern. Let's talk about some of the differences, the positive differences of this place. Start in the aquatic center, if you could. I saw on one end of the pool, is it called a zero entry pool?
Sure. We have two pools. One is the program pool, and it is a warmer water pool. It stays at 85 degrees, and yes, it has zero entry. It has play features, and that's where we do our group X and our swim lessons. And then we have a lap pool, which is 8 lanes, and it's 79 degrees, but that's for folks to swim laps, and that's also where Muncie Central will host their practices and meets.
On Saturday at the open house and ribbon cutting, I met a nice young lady who introduced herself. I think it was Helen. She was 90 years young, and she was looking forward to her ability to continue her long and fruitful life with some of that sort of stuff that's designed for, I call them, elder Americans, too.
Absolutely, yes. And we have a class going right now that has about 30 people in it, and they are loving it.
Let's talk about some of the other differences when people walk in here. Maybe some of the questions that you're getting from people as they take these tours and so forth. Start with the locker room. It's a totally different concept.
Yes, it is. So we believe in private changing suites and restrooms. So there's no more men's and women's locker room. It's a giant space with hallways of lockers, but then it has individual restrooms, individual showers, and individual changing suites.
And it's all bright and wide open and lovely. You go upstairs, now you're into the get-her-done function here. That's where all the equipment and the free weights and everything is brand new.
Everything is brand new. We are so blessed to have all brand new cardio, strength. We have different pieces to try. We have a new Kinexus system, which is your functional fitness, and the studios are amazing as well for Group X.
And as far as the people have asked me, the previous place, the Northwest Y, there was a lot of gear there, and you're telling us, Steve, that everything is new here. You've repurposed that and have built that into the funding of this facility. Can you kind of touch on
that.
That is correct. We sold all of the equipment there to a big vendor and used that to purchase all new. So it's a trade-in.
Unbelievable. Fantastic. All right. So memberships. That's a big, big way that you can support community out there listening, and also get better, feel better, and be connected in so many different ways. So what are the different kinds of ways they can be a member, support the why and all the efforts, and also have all those benefits as well?
Sure. So I am very proud to say we did not raise rates. So rates are the same as they have been for a while. And we can do memberships from teen memberships all the way up to two adult households. So that's a family. And they range from $17 up to $61.
And there's a lot of ways that you could, folks, I'm talking to you out there in our listening area, invest in yourself and invest in your family and be part of something. Be part of a community within a community. I'm making up all these phrases as I go through here, but all of this is really true. Can we talk about what is going to happen in May? You showed me something that, yeah, you're nodding. What? This is exciting too.
Yes. So this facility, like Yorktown, will be 24/7 access. So you'll be able to purchase a key fob and come at any time, regardless of hours, holidays, and be able to come exercise when it meets your schedule.
Absolutely fantastic. And then the multipurpose rooms. We get out of the exercise area. There's a whole bunch of gathering spaces and so forth.
Yes, so we designed those spaces to be extremely flexible, so anyone can come in. We might host a Bible study. We might host a board meeting for one of our partners. And we have teen spaces, so we get out the air hockey and the Papa Shot, and we have a lot of fun.
Gretchen, anything we haven't touched on that you want to share with our listeners this morning?
I think you just got to come see it.
Absolutely. And Kristen, anything that you've thought of while we were talking over here that you wanted to add here before we wrap up?
Yeah, I want to make sure everyone knows that the Y is accessible for all. So we work really hard to make sure that any financial barrier is removed. So we do offer financial assistance.
All right. Absolutely fantastic. Where can they find out more about memberships if they don't come in here first, which is advisable, by the way, maybe the website or something like that?
Yes, so MuncieYMCA.org, or feel free to give us a call at 286-0818.
All right. Thank you. The dynamic duo right here. Don't raise your eyebrows. Thank you very much. Outstanding. The YMCA of Muncie, of course, with the beautiful Yorktown facility, the Mitchell Early Childhood and Family Center, not far from Nancy in my house, Camp Crosley YMCA, and this is the Muncie YMCA opening day number one, 5 o'clock this morning when they swung the doors open. There were probably people waiting out front to come inside, and we encourage you to come and take a tour, to see it firsthand. And if you so choose, get a membership like so many did on Saturday and so many did on Sunday, too. I was told by Gretchen that a couple of minutes ago that yesterday, Sunday, there were a lot of online registrations from people that wanted to get involved at the YMCA of Muncie as well. We encourage you to do that. On behalf of everyone here today, I thank you for the support, for those listening that did and have and continue to support this place and its infancy and its long-standing beauty and power to come. You have made a difference in Muncie. You have made a difference in East Central Indiana. And you have made a difference in a lot of kids and families' lives. Jared Boomer, who's just across the way as we listen for our cue coming up to the end of the hour here and what we call in the business a hard out. We're watching our timing and also watching Jared, who's finishing up his broadcast on WLBC. Thank you to Leslie Griffin, producer back in the Axia Command Center, to Gary Joseph across the hallway for our other broadcast too. I'm Steve Lindell, back in studio tomorrow for Delaware County Today on WMUN.